You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
things that hold you back, that hold you back from living life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. And the best way to do that is to swallow your fears. Swallow all the things that are holding you back. All the fears, all the doubt, all the nervousness. Just push. Just keep walking. Just keep walking. I love that song. I love the lyrics. Swallow Your Fears by State of Man. John Stringer is the lead singer. You can find out more about them by going to stateofmanmusic.com. Swallow Your Fears, State of Man. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference. And boy, when you swallow your fears, you will scare yourself because you're like, wow, I have this much power? Yes. So much power yearning to be revealed, to burst through us right now. Every day, every moment, we get an opportunity to resurrect. Every day, Spirit, God, divine mind, divine intelligence, source is talking to us. But sometimes we don't hear it because it sounds like our voice. We're like, oh, well, that was my voice. That was just me thinking. Right here, right now, we are what we are seeking to be. We are where we want to be. We are there already. We are there already. It's about shifting the way we see ourselves, our life, the world, and people around us. It does require swallowing fears, the fears that come from illusion. Delusion meaning things that are not true. Things that are not the essence of who you are. The things that stop you from stepping into being who you are, that just drains your energy so you don't have the courage to be yourself. And yes, I say courage because it does require courage to be you. Yes, it does. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. Thank you all for being here. I see you in the chat room. I see you on the phone line. And as you know, regular listeners, I'm here Monday to Thursday, 2 to Thursdays, 12 p.m. to, well, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, most of the time. And, yeah, we're here. We do what we do. We share. We inspire. We have a laugh. We get a little bit silly no matter what's going on. We just keep it light at the same time. We're changing our consciousness, expanding our awareness, and causing miracles to happen through us. If you want to join the conversation later on, the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. And as you know, the topic today, the theme, the conversation today is around courage to be you. Courage to be you. Have you guys noticed the energy, the things that are happening right now? Have you noticed some things that you think, wow, that's crazy, that's peculiar, that shouldn't be happening? Well, what made that happen? Have you noticed the shift, the fast pace of things that are happening? You think a thought and something and the person show up or the thing show up? I don't know if it's just me. Well, I know it's not me, just not me, because I've spoken to some people saying, yes. You think a thought and it would show up. Sometimes I've had conversations, it was just a joke, and then it manifests. It's like, oh my God, we were just joking about that. There is a shift. The energy is speeding up. It's fast. So the best we can do is to work to align ourselves with being who we are. Because if we're trying to be something or someone else, the energy will support you. And boy, I won't go for that. I won't go for that. Stop it. I won't go for singing right now. No need for that. No, 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 no. Don't do that. But anyway, stop it. Oh, here we go. It's all over now. The goofy guy Dave's in the house, so just brace yourself. But anyway, welcome you all, Awakening Heart, silent listeners, peaceful, lovely lady, even though she's in the chat room as Lady Lovely Peace. For me, she's the peaceful, lovely lady, notably Nisi, the poet, the survivor, the mother. Joyful Tamara Joy, thank you. Celeste's in the house, Glenda's in the house, and nope, I'm not going to go there. I need to stop it. Either I need to just make sure that my singing voice stops gigging late at night so it can be ready to sing during the show at midday. But, oh, just don't even go there. But all the sun's coming through me. Boy, oh, boy, what is really going on? Courage to be you, Ade. You do it. I dare you, Ade. I dare you to sing. Well, I'm not. So keep hearing. Life is good and it's getting better. It is so nice to see you all. Courage to be you. Here's an inspiration for the day, for the moment. Let's go for today's inspiration. And it just aligns perfectly with today's conversation. And it's here somewhere. Like that. There you go. The ultimate spiritual practice. The ultimate spiritual practice. The ultimate spiritual practice. As I teach it, is facing everything and avoiding nothing. When you truly face everything and avoid nothing, you will no longer be afraid to stand tall before your own conscience, before others, before God. This is because you are no longer hiding anything from yourself. Through this noble practice, you will cultivate integrity and discover the kind of soul strength that only comes from fearlessly facing the truth. The instinctive defense mechanism that the ego hides behind will crumble. I love that. The instinctive defensive mechanism that the ego hides behind will crumble. And yourself and soul would become a transparent vehicle through which the evolutionary impulse can work in this world. That's a quote from Andrew Cohen, and special love, because we don't do shout-outs. If we did, I'll send a shout-out to my friend. But we don't do shout-outs. But if we did, I'll send a shout-out to Ilani, who sent that to me. I appreciate that. That goes so in alignment with today's topic, today's conversation. And it's really about that. Everything that is happening right now, I'm hearing there's some billboard talking about Jesus is coming, and, well, Jesus should have been here, I guess, the 25th or April something, or the world is coming to an end, all this kind of stuff. And, yes, the world is coming to an end. It is so true. The world is coming to an end as we know it. Because there is a shift in consciousness that is taking place, that even you know you can't settle for less anymore. You know you can't support gossip anymore. You know you can't just keep playing small anymore. That's the world coming to an end. Some quick announcements here to share with you. Let's see, what do we want to share with you? Okay, we want to share this announcement real quick. Tomorrow, Michelle Brown Stafford is in the house. Michelle Brown Stafford is here for Conscious Parenting, and we tweaked the topic a little bit. Well, we tweaked it up, not just a little bit. We changed the topic, not even tweak. We didn't tweak it. We changed the topic. So instead of doing labeling kids help or hindrance tomorrow, we're actually continuing the conversation around discipline that we had last month. You know, the whole thing about to spank or not to spank, but we want to take it further. We want to talk about discipline and talk about children. But more importantly, we want to talk about role models. Because as parents, it is important for us to be an example of what we're teaching our children. They don't hear what we say. They see what we do. So we're going to talk more about that tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And also, since it's the last Wednesday of the month, Lisa Anderson is here as well. 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Ancestral Blueprints. Ancestral Blueprints. And what else? Oh, special announcement. But before I tell you that, everybody that's listening now, it takes courage to be you, but it makes it a lot easier when you have people around you that support you. So right now what you want to do is, right, if you scroll to the top, you're in the chat room, scroll to the top, those of you listening live, and just click like. So that will post on your Facebook page, or you can share it on all the other networks. There's a share button. So that the more of us that are being who we are, the easier it would be to live that we were created to be. Just a little insight with a wink there. Go ahead and do that so that we can all grow together. It will make life a lot easier. So final announcement for now. The Spiritual Tag Team Show is doing so well. The energy is just bubbling up. And Betty Pegues and I, we just can't contain ourselves. So we've now accepted the mission to bring Spiritual Tag Team to you twice a month. So instead of just the second Wednesday of the month, now Spiritual Tag Team will come to you first Wednesday of the month and the second Wednesday of the month, so twice a month. Spiritual Tag Team, bring your questions, bring your thoughts, bring your fears, bring your doubt, bring your worries, bring your anger, bring your pain. We're going Spiritual Tag Team your hips. And by the time we finish spiritually tag teaming you, you will resurrect. You will be you. You were like, what was I thinking? Was that me before the call? I don't know. I just got hijacked by some kind of spirit. But we will do what we do energetically through voice, through technology, and you will not be the same. So I am excited. I'm excited for all that is happening and evolving and revolving around us. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. And yes, it's nice to have you guys here. The ladies are in the house. Ade is still trying to sing, but I don't know why. So he just needs to quit while he's ahead because it doesn't go down very well. Okay. All righty then. I'm scared about what's about to happen. So anyway, how's everyone doing? And that's a question that I want you to just check in and just see, how are you doing right now? How are you feeling? What is moving through your body right now? What sensation, what emotion? How are you doing, really? Because until or unless you check in, unless you feel yourself, unless you become present to the now moment, it's hard to be yourself. When we talk about courage to be yourself, you know this. We're talking about being authentic, expressing your authentic self. And I had an experience yesterday, which kind of good. I see smiling faces. That's good. I had an experience yesterday which triggered this thought. And, you know, because I prayed a prayer, I've shared this before, that God, I want my life, my teaching, what I teach to be an example of my life. And, oh, Lord, every time I repeat it, I guess I try to take it back because my life is a great life. My life is so good. I don't know why I am trying to sing. I was trying to sing another agape song, but I'm not going to do it. Maybe. I've just stopped resisting. I give up. But anyway, if I have the song in my file here, I'll play and might sing along. I don't know. This happened just as I said. Just I have this need to sing, this feeling to sing. But anyway, just bear with me, people. Just bear with me. I've been hijacked. Doesn't take much. My life is so good. What was I saying? So I was saying that I want my teacher to be an example of my life. What I mean by that is I want to teach what I know. I want to teach what resonates with me. I want to learn. I want to grow. I want to inspire. But I want to teach spiritual principles that make sense, that people can apply in their words, not just pontificating about things, concepts, and ideas. Like, oh, this, you know, oh, yeah, that's deep. You know, we can translate parallel universes. Yeah, we can have that conversation. But at the same time, how do we apply that while we're here? It's important to know that kind of information. It's important to understand the ancestral blueprint. It's important to know that we are spiritual beings. It's important to even think of past life, reincarnation. All of that is important because it will make your life easy. But then when it comes to applying that, pushing the apply button on this earth, and on this planet where sometimes we're not supported to express all that we know on a heart level, it is so important to just come from that place of authenticity. And that's the, what's that quote from Sacred Yes that I always love to share with you, and I think is right here. I knew I was going to refer to something from the Sacred Yes. But page right now, I think it's 141. There we go. It is not 146. The struggle for freedom is really just the demand to be authentic. The struggle for freedom is really just the demand to be authentic. That's from the Sacred Yes by Deborah Johnson. You know, all of us want to be free. That I can say without apologies, without quotes, putting out disclaimers. We all want to be free. Free from someone or something, and just free to be. So when we talk about courage to be you, it does take courage. So I had this experience yesterday, and it triggered. I mean, I finished the show. I was just vibrating. I was so grateful. I was so in a space, sharing with you guys and with John and talking about the power to resurrect. I was just feeling it, and I just moved with the next fast task that I was needed to do, and I did it. But I had a conversation, and the conversation had me think. Well, it didn't have me think anything. Actually, it triggered a part of me that I believe is my life lesson. And I was listening. I heard clearly. I was hearing the conversation. But there was a part of me that was going, ouch, ouch, ouch. I messed up again. Ouch, I messed up. I'm not perfect. Ouch, ouch. And I tell you about it. I heard the conversation. I heard the ouch part of me. At the end of that conversation, I was knocked out. Because it was this energy it was definitely an energy. It was an emotion. And it came up, and I stayed with it. And I stayed with it, and I said, oh, my God, this energy is here. That energy feeling like I'm less than okay. I'm not enough. Oh, I thought I was enough. I thought I was perfect. I thought I'm living for my authentic self. Oh, I'm wrong because I did something that upset somebody else. You know, my friend was very, very gentle in helping me realize, no, this is what I'm saying. Let's get me straight. Don't get it twisted. I'm not blaming you. I'm just saying this is my observation. This is what I experienced. But there was still that part of me that was like, ouch, ouch, ouch. And it knocked me out for most of the day, and I worked with it. And it just brought me back to this whole thing about being authentic. I hear, and it may work for some of you guys, but I tell you from where I'm coming from. Like Anthony Hamilton saying, coming from where I'm from, you know. Let me come from where I'm from. People say, well, you know, I don't know why people do all of that. I don't know why you do that. All you got to do is be yourself. Well, it's true. For me, right now, until I shift this thought and belief system, being yourself is one of the hardest things you'll ever embark on. It's going to be one of the hardest things you ever choose to do, because it's looking at the external world, it's looking at your belief system and saying, no, I'm daring to live my best life. It's facing all the illusions, it's facing everything and not running from it and saying, no, I'm going to be true to myself. I'm going to follow my heart. My dear friend, Dr. Stephanie always says, your heart is your compass. Your heart is leading you where you need to go, but society and external circumstances and your condition of belief, conditioned thoughts will say, no, don't do that. Yeah, it feels good, but don't do that. You need to do this. But being yourself takes courage, because you're daring to be authentic. You're daring yourself to be authentic. Even when, for whatever reason, I just have this feeling to sing and I resist it. The me that is bigger than what I can see in the mirror, the me that's never been born and never dies, just wants to express that way. But all these thoughts in my head say, no, I'm not a singer, not yet. I used to sing when I was younger, but not right now. I have all these stories, all these feelings, but something in me says, sing, go ahead. But I'm saying no. So yes, saying yes, it's about saying yes. But when you say yes, it's about releasing yourself from old belief systems, the courage to be you. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measures. I don't need to read the rest of that piece. Just that is enough. I remember when I first came across that from Marion Williamson from our book, A Return to Love. It hit me. It just hit me so strong. And every time I read it, tears would come out my eyes. I remember I was going to, as attending Landmark Education many years ago, it was a center where they, you know, they support personal development. And I was talking about a friend, another friend of mine who is so powerful and influential and inspires me. And the forum leader looked at me and said, he said, what you're saying about your friend right now, Mother Sharon, what you're saying about her, can you see it in you? You said how amazing she is, how inspirational she is, and just things she's doing in life. Can you see that in yourself, Ade? And I stood behind that microphone, and I said, well, sometimes, and he said, what's that quote? Does anybody have, and he didn't have to say, I knew exactly what it was. And he said, does anybody have, what is it, that quote by Marion Williamson? I knew what it was going to say. And they brought it, and I think they had me read it. I could not get through it. I can still feel that emotion right now. Because, okay, the courage to be you, a moment of reality love. This is a moment of reality. I'm getting hit by this. You're listening. No, don't water it out. Just follow that energy at it. Don't even do that. Okay. Wow, so you guys are just coming to watch me be myself today. So when I was reading that, and I read, maybe I'll pull it up if I can, and I read the first thing, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear. Woo, Lord, I can't do this. Okay, here we go. And this is what happened. As I start to read it, wow. Woo, I couldn't get through it. Because I believe that each and every one of us are here to do something amazing. And, I'm going to get through this. I can't do this. I can't do it, but I can, and I will. I must. Maybe I should have sing all those songs in the beginning. That would make this part easier. I'm going to swallow my fears and all the things that hold me back from living life. Growing up, I don't remember, I mean, this is not a blame. I'm just talking about it. An observation, and I really am sharing an observation. I don't remember my parents ever telling me that how unique and how powerful I am and what I'm here to do. I don't remember them saying that. They may have said it, but I don't remember it. The experiences that I remember are the ones that caused me to feel like I'm less than enough. Not a blame, not a judgment. So when I read this, and I read it for maybe some of you that never heard it. I'm going to try and read it. I don't know if I can even read it. I don't know if I can. It speaks to my soul. And I find that, I guess the emotion, the things that come up for me is, yeah, I tap into that realm of being perfect. And the part of the emotion is, so I know that I'm powerful. Why am I afraid of that? Why can't I just be? So the emotion is, part of it is frustration. Part of it is anger. Part of it is humility. It's like, wow, really? Part of it is gratitude. And the, I don't know. Okay, I'm going to try. Just for anybody who wants to hear this. Our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frighten us. Breathe. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. adage, your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Just be with that. Feel that. To recognize that we're so powerful beyond measure and that really we get so afraid, we get so scared. As much as I had something in me many years ago to host a radio show, even while I was doing it, I used to be scared. It's like, what am I doing? I'm here talking about people to teaching them to meditate and forgive. Who am I? But there was something deep down that was saying, you must express yourself. This is why you are here. And as a matter of fact, saying yes to my gift, teaching, doing workshops and coaching and doing this radio show and all the other things that I do, saying yes to my gift and talent saved my life. I promise you. Because things and the external world and not always going the way I want it to go. But because I said yes to my gifts and talent, because I did my own work, release things that don't serve me, and I'm constantly doing that, I can show up. So what this moment now helps me to deal with everything else that life brings. So when I have my moment of not being enough, less than okay, the fact that I've made my deposit into the love bank, I instantly get an investment right back. The universe supports me. I hear questions like, well, what would you say to your client if they're going through this moment? I hear all is well. I hear Betty talking about you're right where you're supposed to be. I hear John Stringer saying divine order is always in divine order. I hear something I said on a radio show and said, okay. And it brings me back. Embrace yourself. Love yourself. Accept it. You're listening to... Don't do that. I just got a private message. I know you guys don't want to hear silence. So I'm making sure that I not necessarily push through. I'm listening. That's what I'm doing. I'm listening. And thank you. Thank you. You're listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Addit. Yes, it does take courage to be you. The courage to reveal yourself, your authentic self, your emotions, to say, yes, I'm vulnerable, to say, yes, I'm scared, to say, yes, I'm excited, to say, yes, I'm passionate, to say, yes, I believe in this project, even if nobody else does. To say, yes, I believe in somebody else if everybody else is criticizing them. It takes courage. Let's take a quick break, a very quick break, and I'll take some calls, and we're going to make it quick. I'm just going to do one commercial break. And 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. There's a meditation that I received this morning for this process, but we'll just see. If time allows, then we'll do it. Let's do this. Let me scroll up and scroll down and remind you what you're listening to. I'm here Monday through to Thursday, 12 to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, most of the time. But just follow the page, follow the show, and you get all that.
You are listening to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, We all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com. Or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Yes, indeed. Be the change you want to see. Genetic voice printing. I did it. And it's no accident that I've been working on this commercial for a long time. I was going to play it yesterday. I didn't get to finish it. And it's ironic that I completed it this morning, 2 o'clock, 2:30 in the morning. But anyway, and now I'm listening to him like, whew, because I confronted the not good enough. And it's, the energy still lingers because life is eternal and things are passed down to us. And it's not good or bad. It's just what it is. It's just what it is. Let's take some calls, and if we get a chance, I will share the meditation I got this morning with you to just help us release the old. And even if you're feeling like you're not good enough, if you wish you had a place for your expressing your authentic self, embrace yourself right where you are. Glenda, you are listening, as you know, to Life Conversations with Life Coach Ade. How are you doing, my sister?
I'm doing well, Ade. How are you?
Woo! I am. Woo, indeed.
Well, you know, I am. I was listening to you, and I said, oh, my goodness, here we go. Now, you got to have me feeling, thinking about all this stuff, too. You know, what came to mind when I was listening to you is sometimes I'll say in my case, that there can be a struggle between what is expected out of a culture as opposed mm-hmm. to your own uniqueness and divinity. And if you say that, you know, my family comes from an island culture from Barbados in the Caribbean. And there's mm-hmm. a certain set beliefs and roles for women and men and the way things right. should be. And, you know, when I heard you read the passage, I've heard it before, it made me tremble inside because it reminded me of how, yes, when if I am truly as powerful and unique as I know I am, then that breaks the paradigm of the culture that I come from. Mm-hmm. And you know, like you said, we strive not to judge. It's not good or bad. But I think, you know, definitely for you sharing this and bringing it out, it's just continue to step, continue to breathe, continue to say, okay, you know, this is who I am. I want to finish off by saying I think the biggest fear becomes maybe leaving everyone else behind. I think this is my that I have this thing where if I really go for it, then I got to leave them all behind because, they, mm-hmm. you know, they're in a different paradigm, mm-hmm. which is fine, mm-hmm. you know. So it's important what you read, you know. Mm. Yes. And it's just another reminder that, yes, you know what, you know, I came here to shine my light and, you know, doing anything differently would be breaking the contract. So, you know, thank you. Mm. discernment.
Nah, you said, say that again. You can't hear
me. I said, I came here to shine my light. To do anything different than that would be breaking the contract that I made when I came here.
God. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. We are here to shine our light. Doing anything different will be breaking the contract that you made with your creator, your higher self, the divine mind that's living through and as you. I love that. Let's go to my dear sister friend, my spiritual tag team sister. Hey, Betty, how are you doing?
I am doing so great. You know, you prompted me to call. I wasn't going to call. But you prompted me to call because this is an important topic, having the courage to be yourself. You know, I read so many people, and this is the one issue that have not come up with every single person. You know, we give ourselves so much to the world, our families, our jobs, that we bury who we are deep inside, so much so that we even don't know what that is. You know, and that got me to thinking about the moment that I had the courage to be myself. And, you know, and I tell people, you know, as much as you don't want to do this, you often have to go back to your childhood. You have to see, go back and see, where was that moment when you shifted as a child, when you, what happened, what was said to you that made you begin to bury yourself. Now, I have always been one to talk to people and inspire people. I loved doing that when I was a kid. I loved doing that when I was a teenager. People used to call me the mini Dr. Joyce Brothers. And one day, and I love my mother, and one day she came in and she wasn't angry. She wasn't frustrated. I have lots of brothers and sisters, so some of us had to do the house cleaning and cooking, and I was very good at that, and I did it often. And one day she sat and said, you know, Betty, the only thing you're going to ever be good at is to be somebody's wife. Now, at that point,
wow.
That was the moment my true self was begin to be buried. And I can remember being really hurt by that statement because she didn't say that to any of my other sisters and brothers. Now, as I continued on to do that, she says, oh, but if you can't be that, be something that's going, you're going to be able to make some money off of. You know, go out and do computers or something. And so at that moment, I buried what I loved to do. I buried my true self is helping people, coaching people, you know, talking to people. And it took me going back and saying, let me retrace this. You have to understand, our parents and our friends, particularly our parents, are a product of their time. My mother didn't mean any harm by that. She didn't say it out of anger. We didn't have a fight or anything, but it was a product of her time that women, you know, a good woman is a wife. And she thought in her heart she was giving me a compliment as I looked. And so I tell people, the hardest thing you're going to ever have to do is you're going to have to stand in the mirror and you're going to have to push aside everything you ever thought you ever knew to rediscover who you are. And you push that to the side. I didn't say throw it away. I said push it to the side. Find out who you are. And that's going to take some bringing up. And it's painful and a lot of people don't like to do it. But then go back, extract what is now aligned with you. And what is not aligned with you, bless it, because that's just what it was at that time. It had nothing to do with you. It had everything to do with everybody. I don't believe that anything that happens in our life, in our past, whether people are with us or not us, I don't see bad in it. I don't see it. I see it that at that particular moment, those were the things we needed. So my perception had to change. But it took me 47 years to finally be who I wanted to be. And I'm telling you, when you be who you want to be, you will get tested. You will have issues. You may have problems. You might have people telling you to go back. And that happened to me recently, and I had a support system. You really have to need that support system. And I had that support system, Ade, thank you, when people told me, you know, maybe you should go back being a chef. That's not who I am. And that was a blessing to me. That hurt me so badly. because I strive and people don't know what I do or what I do for others and whatever. But what it did was really show me who I am, and it propelled me. So I think in order to be who you are, you must be okay with where you came from. You can't look back at it, you know, and say, this happened to me and God didn't want this to happen. Nothing happened to you that your soul has not taken you there and approved of.
Yes,
but the thing is, once you become an adult, you now have a choice. Do I sit back and try to put some blame or some and try to make sense, or do I say, you know what? What it is, what it is, what it was, but now I know who I am and align myself. So if I am, you know, my mother looking down, I know she's saying, you know, Betty, I didn't mean it that way, but it took me a long time to realize that she didn't. So we got to be careful what we tell our children, and as I tell a lot of people, go back. It's a painful thing to do, it might be, but look at it differently. Understand that your parents are products of their time, of what they've been taught, mm-hmm. what they've learned. Okay? Don't hold that. Don't hold that, because it's going to be hard to bring your true authentic self to the top. And then hold on to it. No matter what fear, hold on to who you are. And find a good friend who will support you and help you remember. Okay, not a crush. Not looking for that. You're looking for someone to help you remember your strength.
Yeah.
You know, and Ade wasn't a crush for me. And I say it because he had the courage to say it. So I'm going to have the courage to say it too. You know, I'm a psychic and I'm a reader, and I held my moment. You know, I'm not the best all the time, but I have friends and support systems who can say, "Hey, Betty, here's a VA slap upside the head." You know, so that's what I want. To say, I think we need to stop seeing anything that ever happened to our lives and putting a bad tag on it. We need to see for what it was. That if our soul took us there, there was a reason. And if I'm remembering it, I am now wise enough to understand that reason.
So true.
So that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you, my sister. I appreciate you, and I look forward to our show next Wednesday, Spiritual Tag Team. We're going to do our thing.
Yay.
Thank you for calling me, buddy.
Okay.
Watch out, world. Yes, life is good, and it's getting better. So much that Glenda shared on the call, and Betty, you know, Glenda said something about the fear of feeling like she's going to leave someone behind. And I remember I had that. I remember thinking, well, if I really do what I'm here to do, if I step out in the world, I'm going to leave my family behind. But you know what? That's the lie. That thought is rooted in illusion. Because what happens is when you say yes to who you really are, you don't leave anyone behind. You don't leave anyone behind. You actually bring people with you. Now, they can choose not to be in your energy because you're vibrating differently, but no judgment, no criticism. Because you can either stay with them, and I'm not talking to you, Glenda. I'm talking to us, all of us that are united in spirit, us, united in spirit. I'm talking to myself. Because when I say yes to my gift, my talent, what I'm here to give, when I say yes to my light, as you said, I love it. If I do anything other than shine my light, I am breaking my contract. Oh, I love it, my soul contract. And too many of us are breaking our soul's contract. But here's the trick. You're not the only one going through this. We think we're the only ones to go on. But everyone, that's why females do it. They put makeup on. Men, we use money. We use suits. We use protect ourselves because we're feeling less than. We're all dealing with it. And when someone is bold enough, courageous enough to show their real self, it gives us permission to be ourselves. As the quote said, it says, as we are liberated from our own fears, our presence automatically liberates others. One person that you guys know I love is Oprah. I love Oprah because she shows that vulnerable, that authentic self. She will cry in a heartbeat. It's got nothing to do with her being a woman. It's because that's who she is. She reveals herself completely. She shines her light. And guess what? For your light to shine, something has to burn. So you need to start burning up those ideas that are not true. The ideas about that he should, that, you know, all you're ever going to be is a wife, or all you're going to be is whatever. You just burn that up, and that will shine your light. That will shine your light. And if you don't know why you're here, if you don't know what your gift is, if you're struggling to figure out why you're here, I tell you this, how you know what your gift is, how you know what you're here to do, if you want to know what your soul's contract is, think of the thought that has lived with you for a long time. The thought that maybe the thought is, which is carried with you, that is more of a negative thought. For example, for me, it's Betty shared something with me the other day. She said, this is something that I'm here to learn this lifetime. That I am enough. And I've been living with this as long as I know. So sometimes I can do a show and I'm just like, woo! I can feel the spirit, I can feel the energy, and I get up and say, well, but did it make sense? Do people understand it? I don't remember what I said. Well, I wonder if I was like, stop. That's your egoic mind. That's the intellect. The ego gets threatened when you come from your heart. But when you're brave enough to marry your ego and your heart together, you give birth to something great. So when you think of what you think about yourself on a regular basis, what thought do you consistently think about yourself that I'm not this, I'm not that, I wish I was that? But you know this thought, you've been carrying it for a long time. If you flip it around, you will realize why you're here. So, example, for me, I'm not enough. I'm left and okay. I'm here to reveal the light and to remind humanity and remind myself that I am enough. I say this. There's a saying that says your greatest gift will sometimes be your greatest challenge. Your greatest gift will sometimes be your greatest challenge because it is a soul agreement. It's a contract. You signed it. So you said, I'm going to come here and reveal this gift. I'm going to shine my light. I'm going to just let go of my fears. I'm going to swallow my fears. But society says, oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, you won't. So whatever you're dealing with right now, I got a private message. Thank you for that, my dear sister. Even while you feel stuck, look at that and say, okay, I feel stuck. What is it? What do I need right now that I think I don't have? The answer to that will set you free. And really, this all boils down to separation. What Glenda said earlier, I guess I put Betty and Glenda together. You get Brenda. Anyway. Separation. We are dealing with this thought of being separated from our source, from the divine mind, from the creator, from our creative self. Once we take on this physical body, society tells us we're separated. We're born in sin. We're no good. We're this, we're that. Separation. So we think when we go out there, I tell you for me, I think of, if I really do what I want to do, what are people going to think about me? They're not want to be my friend. If I tell the truth about what I'm feeling them, would I have friends? It's this fear of people not being with us. We're afraid of being disconnected from humanity while we're already disconnected because we're not showing up. But when we really show up, connection happens. People get in touch with their own self. They get in touch with their own truth. When you have the courage to be you, people get to confront their life and say, yes, there are things I'm working through right here. I'm going to do a very short meditation. Got about 3 minutes left. So just take a breath. I know we can do this. And if I have to extend the show, let me just prepare for that. But I won't need to do that. It's real because God, whatever name you call it, is right available right where you are. So right now, just take a breath with me. Just breathe in. Breathe in and breathe out. It doesn't matter where you are. Nobody knows. As a matter of fact, you might even inspire other people to take deep breath. Stop tripping. So deep breath in and breathe out. Just feel the breath of life, the breath of God move in and through you. Just feel the presence of God. Just feel the presence. Know that God is never absent from you. Feel the presence of God. Even if you're having thoughts that are distracting you, just focus on your breath. Feel the presence of your gift. Feel the presence of your authentic self. And from this place, ask yourself this question. What is seeking to be birthed? What is seeking to be birthed? What is seeking to be revealed through you? What is the gift that wants to express itself as you? Why am I here? Whichever one works for you. What is my gift? What is my talent? What am I here to do? What's my soul's soul contract? Breathe, relax, and listen. Breathe, relax, and listen. Listen to what comes up. Feel what comes up. Smell it. Get in touch with your body sensation. Taste it. See the image. But whatever it is, don't judge it. Don't say, that's not it. That can't be. No, that's not it. Just listen. Don't judge it. Just listen. Be aware. Be aware. Be aware. What is seeking to be birthed? What gift is seeking to be revealed through and as me? Why am I here? What is my soul's contract? What is my unique gift and talent? Breathe. And if you're already doing it, if you're already there, ask yourself, what do I need to do next? What is being asked of me right now so that I can step into my greater yet to be? Recognize and remember, you are complete, you are whole. There's nothing wrong, no mistakes in you right now. No mistakes. You're right where you're supposed to be. Everything that happened didn't just happen to you. It happened for you so you can see your greatness. Take a breath. Get ready to release the show. Know that all is well. And yes, the courage to be you is sometimes scary. You may have to shed some liquid thought sometimes. You may have to be the only one crying where everybody's looking at you like, why are you crying? It's all good. It's all God. I release the show in this consciousness. You can just take this with you and spend some time. Unfortunately, Phyllis, I can't come to you right now because we don't have the time, but we can maybe tomorrow. I don't know. Well, tomorrow's going to. Well, we'll work it out. All is well. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Go forth and multiply the consciousness of truth. Recognize you're here to make a difference in your own life. Become so selfish with yourself that you become so self-full and you can truly make a difference. You can embrace your own light. I will see you tomorrow. Be well, be still, and more importantly, be grateful. And be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.